this is not just Mozart's Don Giovanni, but it's also Mozart da Ponte Don Giovanni. For me, the man never receives the accolades he should have. The man is a genius. Mozart wrote wonderful music, none of which would be memorable were it not for the text that goes with it. Da Ponte was an extraordinary man who was born a Jew, converted for various political reasons and convenience and family reasons to Catholicism, took orders, highly, highly gifted man, a genius in so many ways, a linguist and all of that, friend of all the great names of the period and the area. Casanova comes to mind particularly. The two of them, one can only imagine having had a roustabout time. All of this took place in all of this early part of his career in Venice, in Vienna, and various places around Europe. Came to London, of course. But then he reemerges years later in New York, really like Greggs. He sold pastries and provisions and what have you. So he was the sort of Greggs of New York. And so this man there, he is a star, this extraordinary man, suddenly working in a grocer's shop in New York. From there, he becomes the founder of the Italian school at Columbia University. What I like is that he's buried in Queens, somewhere in New York, his first grave having been obliterated by a garage. There should be, I hope there will be, something about Da Ponte that will go down permanently as a memorial to him. I say no more.